Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today we have the Sunday, and we also have the celebration of the Saint Zacharias and his wife Elizabeth, those who gave the birth to Saint John, the baptizer of Christ. And we heard the gospel reading today how the Lord gave a parable about how a master had given some workers in his vineyard to work on it, and he went away someplace. And then when the season came to receive the fruits from it, he sent his servants to pick up the fruits, but they have chased some away, some they killed, and then he sent another bigger group to pick up the fruits from the vineyard. And they did the same thing. They killed some of them they stoned, and other ones they sent away. And so then he said, well, maybe they'll be ashamed of my son if I send my son. And he sent his son, but when they saw the son, they said, well, he's going to be the heir, let's take him and kill him so that he won't be receiving the thing. And that's what they did. They took him out and they killed him. Well, this is what the history shows us, what the Jewish people did with the prophets. Many of them they chased away, and some of them they killed. And finally, when the Lord had sent his only son to them, they have also tried to kill him, not once, but several times. And finally, they have crucified him. But before that, they tortured him so much, all night. And then finally they crucified him. And my beloved, we have to realize that he came, the Lord sent his son to us to save us, because he loves us so much, and he didn't want us to be perishing and be together with the demons. And so he had sent his son, and the son had absolutely no sins at all, and he had taken upon himself all my sins and everybody's sins, and he took them, and he was crucified for us, so that we will be able to be saved, because he doesn't want any sinner to be perishing. He wants us all to be saved, and he's praying and gave all kinds of miracles and did all kinds of things so that the people would believe that he has been sent by God. But of course they didn't want to believe, and they did kill him. You know, my beloved, we have to realize that we have to love him. He gave his life for us, and we have to love him, and we have to love him, and we have to love our guardian angel, and that always is praying for us, and always is weeping when we start to sin, and rejoicing when we are doing some good things, my beloved. And we have to love, of course, our soul, and we have to love our close ones, and not only close ones, but also the enemy. That's what the Lord said. We have to love everybody. And when you say, well, I love my wife and my children, but if you don't pray for them, you don't love them as you should love them, because you have to love their souls much more than their body. And my beloved, the body is a temporary thing. It was made out of earth. It's going going to go back to the earth, but the soul is eternal, and the soul is hurting every time we commit a sin. The soul is hurting, it gets wounded, and our guardian angel also gets wounded, and he's crying for us. And the Lord, of course, suffered for our sins. So we have to remember all that, and we have to try to remind us that he is everywhere present and fills all things, and that he is always with us, and that we should truly love him and not forget him. But the enemy is always trying to get us to forget the Lord, and when we forget the Lord, then the enemy comes over and starts giving us terrible thoughts for us to commit sins. Because every sin that we commit is always through the prompting of the enemy. Unless we already become so bad ourselves that we are already working not to Christ, but we are working for the enemy, and for the gratification of our temporary life of our body. My beloved, we should remember the kingdom of heaven. We should remember what the Lord said, that he calls us his brothers and sisters, and the mother of God is our mother, and the angels and all the saints, they're all our brothers and sisters. My beloved, we have to learn to love the Lord, and to really try to make sure that he doesn't pick up any of our sins, that if we don't sin, he won't pick them up. But of course, if we sin, then he has to suffer for it, and he suffered for my sins and your sins, and he suffered for us. And we have to believe that I am the greatest sinner, just like you have to believe that you are the greatest sinner. Well, let's all try to correct ourselves and try to find the love for the Lord, and try to remember him, knowing that he is everywhere present and fills all things, and he is always with us, and he wants us to be in heaven. See, he died for us to bring us into the kingdom of heaven. My beloved, and Saint Zacharias and Elizabeth, you know, he didn't want to believe that when the archangel told him that his wife is going to have a child, because they were married over 50 years and they didn't have any children, and they're old, too old, he said, we're too old to have any children. But the Lord, the angel Gabriel, he had told him, well, if the Lord can do everything, and you have a son, and you name him John or Ioan, and he didn't want to believe it, but the Gabriel archangel said, well, if you don't believe it, then you will not be able to speak until you see your son. And this is what happened. He had took his speech away, and he came out from the Holy of Holies, and because he went there to incense, and he couldn't speak to the people, and they knew that he must have had some kind of vision. And of course, same time, the archangel came to Elizabeth and told her too that she is going to have a baby, and that he's going to be a great prophet, and he's going to prepare the people for the coming of the Messiah. And she went to Jerusalem to pray, and her husband also came, she had become pregnant, and they have given birth to a little baby boy. And she, through the grace of God, told the people to call him Ioan or John. And they asked the father, because he couldn't speak, he asked for, or he made a sign to give him something to write it on, and he written that his name should be Ioan, and St. John. And as soon as he had written that and gave it to the people, then he was able to speak, and he prophesied and told them that he's going to be a great prophet, and he is going to be preparing the people for the coming of the Messiah. My beloved, let's try to keep ourselves in our mind, keep the kingdom of heaven, and not lose sight of the kingdom of heaven. And remember that when we to do mercies and to help people, because when we help the people, the Lord is merciful to us, because he says we have to be merciful. And so let's try to do that and help each other, and pray, mainly pray for the salvation of everyone. May God give you the grace to be able to have the love and more and more for the Lord. Amen. God bless you.